Tell us about this first clip that you have for us.
This was a woman back in 1993. A matter of fact, in 1992, she was involved with candle magic. This is a form of witchcraft, a very black form of witchcraft.
Candle magic.
Candle magic.
Okay.
She wanted to find the love of her life, and she was casting spells to find that love of her life. And she had done some. She had conjured up something, and wanted to have a good life. And she was willing to do anything for it. Time went on, and the spirit had started to take her over. She did get the love of her life. The man did come into her life.
Sold her soul, just like Dr. Faustus, huh?
Well, the thing is that when he had come over to the house, there was phenomenon occurring around her.
Like what?
All types of phenomenon. There was bangings on the walls, knockings at the doors, there was moans and groans. Every type of phenomenon that you can think of was happening in this woman's apartment.
And this was his first time introduction to her?
Well, after a period of time, she started to go out with him. Now, this relationship was pretty normal in the beginning, but after a period of time, the spirit wanted there's a price to pay.
It wanted its soul, right?
Well, you know Faust.
Yeah.
It's the price you pay, but the thing is that it doesn't have to come right away. Even when we talked about Ouija boards, it doesn't have to come right away. You can use a Ouija board and it won't come then, but it will come later. If it's going to come, it's going to come.
So what happened?
Well, the woman, like I said, the relationship had gone on over a few months, and the phenomenon just increased to the point where she didn't know what to do. It was following her to work. Things were happening at her work. And she began to, like I said before, became very, very depressed, didn't know what to do. And she ended up exhibiting signs of possession. She would lash out at people. She would become very angry, very irritable. She wasn't able to deal with her family. And she had gotten contact with us, and we talked with her, and what she had described to us, we thought immediately that we should get something together where she should go under, you know, exorcism, because she was going through all these things, and it was affecting her life, and she was going to lose her job, so we acted on it very quickly. And what I'm going to play here is the actual, it's about 12 seconds long.
Oh, it's pretty short. What are we going to hear then?
Well, let me play it for you. It's a little grainy. This is back in the prehistoric days of 1993.
Okay.
So it's a little grainy. I hope you can hear it.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
Listen closely. I tell you what, Dave, if I were the love of her life, I'd be quickly going out the front door.
I hope. Were you able to hear that?
Yes.
Oh, good, good. Like I said, the prehistoric days. I wanted to set it up, but I just did not have the chance.
That was kind of scary, to tell you the truth.
The spirit was speaking in different tongues. Some of them were discernible. Bishop McKenna is able to speak multiple languages, but this language we were not able to discern.
Is it possible that you can conjure up a spirit, an evil spirit, who may have, in its life, resided on another planet?
I don't know. I really don't know. I do believe, I don't believe, I myself do not believe in extraterrestrial life. But
you
do believe in maybe possibly the idea of interdimensional.
Ah.
Because the little that I've read about Einstein, it seems to make sense. You know, and we have dealt with doppelgangers, so that's an exact duplicate of someone else.
Would you consider these demonic spirits also part of the dimensions? That they
I
are
do believe so.
Very naturally in this other environment?
I do believe so. Yes, I do.
You believe in hell?
Yes, I do.
What do you think it looks like?
Well, at Fatima, the three children, are you familiar with the story?
Oh, yes, very much so.
The night of screams, they were brought, they were prepared by the Holy Mother, and they were brought to hell. They were prepared first so they would not die of fright. But the story goes is that they were shown hell, and they had seen things in hell where it was a very dark, dark place, and they saw gigantic creatures and things flying in the sky, a crimson glow to them, and they heard wailing. Screams that were almost like the screams that you play from that hole.
Yeah.
Those types of screams. And if they were not prepared by the Holy Mother, they would probably would have died of fright, because they did go in spirit, but their bodies would have died because they were still in connection.